Our New Testament passage this morning comes from the 11th and 12th chapters of Hebrews. Hear and receive the word of the Lord. By faith, the Israelites passed through the Red Sea as if on dry land. But when the Egyptians attempted to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had received the spies in peace. And what more should I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received their dead by resurrection. Others were tortured, refusing to accept release in order to obtain a better resurrection. Others suffered mocking and flogging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death. They were sawn in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, persecuted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in the deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. Yet all of these, though they were commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better so that they would not, without us, be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely. And let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this day and for your many and sundry and awesome blessings. Lord God, we pray that you would be with us during this preaching hour, that we would set aside all the weights, all the things that would cause us to be distracted, and that we would receive your word with joy and thanksgiving. Now, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable unto you. For you are our rock. You are our Redeemer. It is in Christ's name we pray. Amen. A few years ago, a movie entitled Shelter was filmed here at ELPC. And last week, I saw the movie for the first time and initially found the premise to be a little difficult to follow. However, finally, very close to the end, the message became clear. The movie was about an itinerant preacher who fancied himself to be a faith healer. And he happened upon a village that was in the midst of a flu epidemic. The faith healer implored the people not to vaccinate their children or themselves, but to trust in God. The villagers' children were dying all around them, but neither the faith healer nor his children were infected or affected by the flu virus. You can only imagine the people's anger and outrage when they found out that the preacher and his children had indeed been vaccinated against the flu virus, and that there was no faith involved on his part. In fact, the faith healer was completely faithless. The villagers moved to kill the preacher, and at his death, he was cursed to roam the earth and to shelter the souls of those who died in a state of faithlessness. Now, if we're honest, we can admit that there are times when our faith has wavered and been tested. It's not always easy to love our neighbors. You all can be real with me and with God. Amen. It's not always easy to feed the hungry or clothe the naked, house the homeless, or fight for justice and peace. Sometimes we do grow weary in well-doing. And our faith is tested when tragedies occur. And it's during those times that we often question, where is God? But like the father in Mark, when asked by Jesus whether he believes, our answer is often, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. The recipients of the book of Hebrews were people of God who were on the verge of faithlessness. They were exhausted. They were tired. They were tired of serving the world, tired of worship, tired of being characterized as peculiar, and tired of spiritual struggles. They were losing their confidence, worn down and worn out, tired of walking the Christian life, and they were considering falling away from their faith. The writer of Hebrews chooses not to placate the tired people of God by encouraging and cheering them on, by suggesting, you know, that maybe they should involve themselves in some team building exercises or check out some conflict resolution techniques or maybe rewriting their mission statement. But instead, the writer decides to delve into the nature and significance of what it means to be called the children of God, the followers of Christ, to be people of faith, action, and belief. The writer defines faith as the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. However, a more faithful translation of that verse might read that faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Faith as assurance possesses what God has promised for the future. It is a realization that we can put our trust in God. If God's done something before, then we can trust God to do it again. Faith as conviction denotes the ability of the faithful to discern realities that are not always visible to the natural eye. For Paul wrote to the Corinthians, what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. Everything that we believe concerning God is based on faith. We believe in what some people would characterize as the unbelievable. You know, that God created the heaven and the earth out of nothing. That God protected, provided, and allowed the persecution of God's chosen people of the Old Testament, all the while promising them a land that flowed with milk and honey. And that God's Son lived, was crucified, died, and was buried, and resurrected on the third day, that we might be reconciled back to God. And he now sits at the right hand of God, making intercessions on our behalf. These principles are the foundation of our faith, a faith that is sheltered, hallelujah, by Jesus Christ, a faith that endures even when we are faithless, a faith that goes beyond human understanding or human thought. Beloved of God, our faith does not create the reality of the things we hope for any more than our faith is proof of the things not seen. Let me say that again in case you didn't catch that. Our faith does not create the reality of the things we hope for, nor does our faith, is our faith proof of the things that we cannot see. That is so because our faith is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. Our faith, hallelujah, is Christ's shelter. The writer of Hebrews thought it prudent to jog the memories of the people by citing examples of faith, those whose lives defied the laws of nature and mankind. He spoke of those who were deemed righteous, Abel, Enoch, Noah, the Israelites who encircled Jericho until the walls fell down, and Rahab, the Gentile woman of ill repute, who in spite of her own peril hid the Hebrew slaves. He spoke of those who journeyed obediently in faith, Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Jacob, the people who passed through the Red Sea en route to the Promised Land, and others who obediently wandered in the deserts and mountains. He spoke of those who were tested and purified by their suffering, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, women who considered that God was able to raise the dead, and those who were tortured and refused to accept release. It's difficult to realize that after all of those folks were faithful, The writer said that none of them received the promise. It was the ultimate bait and switch. But Tertullian tells us that Christians know that on earth they have a pilgrimage, but their dignity is in heaven. I once heard someone say that if they come to the end of their life and they find that there is no heaven, they'll be extremely disappointed because they could have had a lot more fun while down here on earth. Now, that brother was not living faithfully. As Christians, we are not called to live lives of misery, sadness, toil, and ceaseless labor, lives of endless rules and regulations, but we are called to lives of loving kindness, mercy, joy, peace, justice, laughter, hallelujah, and thankfulness. Beloved, in this world, it is true that we will encounter trouble. That's a given. But we are to take heart and be glad because Christ has overcome the world and Christ shelters our faith. When we come to recognize that our faith is Christ sheltered, we live abundantly and we respond by taking the word of God as truth, no matter how unlikely, humanly foolish, or ridiculous we may seem to the world. We walk patiently with God, working and watching in anticipation, even when nothing seems to be happening. We look beyond our immediate circumstances, beyond what we know, beyond what we see or understand. We give God our best and most precious possession, our very lives, ready to lead a life of adventure and reckless wonder, a life that may take us far away from home to unfamiliar lands or unfamiliar people. In the movie that I referenced, the faithless preacher sheltered the souls of people who died in a state of unbelief. Those faithless, restless, tortured souls were doomed to wander the earth without purpose through all eternity. But as the children of God, our souls are sheltered by the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. The only one who was qualified to atone for our sins and protect us during our times of faithlessness, so that in our life, on this life and the next, there is no restless eternal wandering. For you see, we walk by faith and not by sight. Beloved of God, our faith is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. We dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. We are sheltered by the righteousness and faith of Christ, so that when we grow weary, we are lifted up on wings like angels. When we are in despair, our joy is in the Lord. When doubt creeps in, we have a blessed assurance. And when we reach the end of our days, we are ushered into the very presence of God, the one with whom we walk, worship, and adore. Because you see, our faith is safe, it is secured, and it is sheltered by Christ. Amen.
Let us continue in a posture of prayer as we come before God, trusting in God's faithfulness. So let us together pray. Loving God, we come to you from various walks of life, from different backgrounds with different stories, but trusting that in you we are one, that you alone are faithful, that your love goes before us, surrounds us, is the rock upon which we stand. And so hear us now as we come to you, lifting before you the prayers on our hearts. We put our hope in you, in your promises, in your faithfulness, your peace, and in your promise that the resurrection has a hold on us and a hold on your whole creation, even now. We see brokenness all around us, violence and war and conflict, in homes and cities and nations. So we pray that you will hear our prayers for your people everywhere, here in Pittsburgh, throughout Egypt, and in every nation and city and home in between. Bathe us all in your peace. Transform our brokenness into wholeness, a wholeness that only you can provide. May conflicts and unrest cease. Fill all of your people with your love. We pray for all of those who are in need today, asking that you strengthen and encourage and provide for all who are hungry, all who are without homes or jobs or health care, or even without hope. Protect and heal all who are abused or oppressed. Care for all who are sick. Comfort all who grieve. Pour out your healing mercies on all of the broken areas of our lives and world, granting healing and wholeness once again. And encourage us to live as your people. Make the love you offer and the witness of the saints a reality in our lives. Hold that mirror before us, that we may see ourselves too in your story, surrounded by your faithfulness, emboldened by your love. And may our lives bear witness to the reality of your presence and the truth that your promises break into this world because you are faithful still. Hear these prayers and hear the prayers that we lift before you in the silence of our hearts. Receive these prayers, which we lift to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.